Super quo.
Little boxes on the
It's a great song.
hillside. Little boxes made of
And
ticky-tacky.
ticky-tacky's little
Little boxes
boxes
on
on
the
the
hillside.
hillside.
Little
Little boxes
boxes all
all
the
the
same.
same.
There's a
Green
green
one,
one and a pink
a pink
one
one,
and a
a
blue
blue
one
one,
and a
yellow
yellow one.
one. Okay,
I'm
that's
just
enough.
busy
That's enough.
watching.
Okay. Since this is a rough recording, I don't know what they call it in the recording world. Let's do this. Today, we're going to talk about the
This is really
super
hard.
quo. And it's actually not today, it's late at night
It is tonight.
in a basement.
Tonight. In
Sounds
our
creepier.
tonight
Sounds
from our
creepy.
basement
I
to
ain't no
yours.
creeper. Oh man. So let's talk about the status quo. The status quo is to keep things the way they presently are. And you have to ask yourself this question.
But it's a little more serious than that. I think Chris is downplaying it a bit, but it's an important question, and I want you to really think about it. If everything in your life were to stay exactly the same that it is right now for the rest of your life, would you be happy? Same house, same cars, same finances, same social situation, everything the same. Would you be happy?
That is a good question. We answered no to that
Yes.
question.
This is a
What did you
definite
answer?
no, please God, no.
My name is Chris.
And this is Sally.
We're here to take you on the journey through the super quo. Q quo.
Super
Super
quo.
quo. Okay, so we want you to know why this started for us, and we want you to join our revolution because you can do it. Anybody can do it. We know that we can do it. We're gonna will it into our life. Oprah has shared the secret
She knows the secret. He
with
obviously knows
us.
the secret.
And truth be told, we weren't joking about the basement thing. A lot of great started from a garage. We are starting from my parents' basement. I will not tell you how old I
But thank you for thinking that we're 18. That's sweet of you.
We want to inspire you to jump. And this is very important. It's a scary thing to do, but you got to understand and,
If you don't jump, you're gonna live the same life you're living, hoping to get out of it, hoping to do things, do your dreams, and each day doing the same thing over and over again with the same results. I mean, every successful person has made a jump. It's scary. You get cut and bruised along the way. But in the end, it's worth it. And can we still live the same lives that we're living day in and day out and not go crazy?
And you have to know the how. You know, how, what are you gonna do after you jump? Like, you have to have a game plan, you just can't really jump. You gotta have, first thing you gotta put on that parachute, right? You just dumbled out of the parachute.
We need to jump, but we gotta be smart about it. Let's be real, okay?
So, all in all, this is our first attempt to brainwash you. And get you out of your brainwashed lives.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like you are us, like we are you. We're this group of people who just are done living what we're living right now.
And we're here to tell you, Roman Mars, that we are going 99% visible.
Because we still like a little bit of mystery.
Our glass, this American life, is going to put the shake in your bake.
Chad, Robert, we are going to experiment with your radio in your lab.
I love Radiolab. Ted, we're coming for you.
We would love to be on your show. You can contact us via fax.
Via.
That's right.
Fax.
Of course.
Now, let's talk about what really you want.
Chris is trying to read it. It's not coming off. Chris wants you to know. We want to find out our whys. Why do you want to change? What is it that you want in life? What is your passion? What is it that you, in the middle of the day, in your job, you're thinking, I wish I was doing this?
I ask that to my coworkers. Right? I think it's rare. I say, hey, what's your dream job? Because I know it's not what they're doing 9 to 5. I know it's not what they're doing on their computer.
We want more time with our families. Yeah. We want more time to explore the world. If we're shackled to a desk, we're not going to explore the world. We're not going to live life. And that's, I mean, it's palpable. I can feel it. I can feel the change. People want to break free of the status quo and start living
the super quo.
Need to work on that.
Finding your why and creating your path is something that, you know, we've just barely started. I wish we found it earlier, but you can't eat in the past.
Chris says that because we have his cousin is the executive chef of like our favorite place, just barely. And he told us how disgusting the kitchen has been for the past 10 years. So kind of made our stomachs turn. But let's get back on topic. Chris and I, our why kind of started oozing out when we were dreaming about what we would do when we won that $1.5 billion lotto. You know, we really freed our minds up to like, if I had, you know, an unlimited income, what would I do? Like, what do I love to do? Yeah. If I didn't have any limitations,
how would you spend your time?
What would I do? How would I spend my time?
Yeah.
And I would adventure. I want to adventure.
I don't want my time taken away anymore by the 9 to 5.
Yeah, we're building someone else's dream.
It's going to take time.
And we want to build our own dreams. And the most important thing that we need to do, this is an assignment for you guys, is to find your why. What makes you passionate? What do you want out of life? Do you want to spend more time with your family and loved ones and really experience all those beautiful things that life has to offer?
And so now we need to talk about why it's important to know your why. But I want to tell you, as Sally and I were doing this exercise and creating a dream board and like putting up where we want to be, it completed the vision. Like, that's the end mark. And now we have to go do the rugged road, the hard work, the cuts, the bruises. We'll have a parachute on, no worries. And we want to take you through that journey and document it.
Because it's going to be hard work, but the real thing is that we can do it. We can. And we're going to do it, and we are going to show you how to do it. Because we want you to live life. We can't be zombies anymore.
So, once again, why is it important to know your why? First off, to gain success. Second, give you that extra spark to inspire those around you. It's one of those beautiful things, networking, talking to people that you know and that you don't know, to see what their interests are, because those relationships are what we hold most dear in life. It's important to comprehend your whys to give you that positive perspective that you need and desire along the journey, because Sally's grandma, great, great woman, rest in peace. I have a funny story about her. Will not be told on a podcast.
When you meet us in person, we'll tell it to you.
So ask us.
Why don't you ask Chris where the horse fit in?
Anywho's. She always would remind us to enjoy the journey, which has been one of the hardest things and obstacles that I have had to overcome. And right now I feel like these hard times with the journey, it's just part of the life experience. And once you make it, you're still going to have obstacles. But to be able to have that control over your future is something that really has inspired us.
You really release your mind from thinking that, oh, these things probably aren't realistically possible. They are. People are doing them. People are living your dreams. You need to join them and live them too.
And so when you have your whys, you know, why do you work? What do you want? Where are you going? You can grasp onto it. And no matter how tough times get, you can always revert back and grasp on to your whys.
Oh, you can, you know, when you make a dream board, that's your assignment. Make a dream board. Five pictures. That define what you want. Chris and I, we want to give back to our community, you know, to those in need. We want to adventure. We want to travel the world. You know, we want a house, you know. We want some cars to adventure in, which, just a side note, Range Rover Sport, according to Top Gear, I can drive it through a river, so I'm excited about that one.
I think I'll get one too.
Matching rovers. So,
And then to be able to also eat whole foods and provide a great education for our children is something that's really important. That's one of our whys. And
definitely, if you don't have health, you're not going to enjoy it. You're not going to live long enough to like see your dreams come true. You know, you won't be there for those who love you and who you love. So once we find these whys, it is so exciting because you think to yourself, okay, now how? What am I going to do to get there?
Yeah, define what success is for you. Think about who or what inspires you. When you're getting those five pictures, make it deeply personal. And we want to share that with you guys. Like, we want to be there and open for discussion. So please share.
And share it with us. If you have any questions,
like, we'll do our best to our ability to answer those questions. Sometimes it might be an I don't know, but that's why we're taking you on this journey.
You know, I was saying, once we have our whys and they're concrete and we can see them, and we really do want them, we're super excited. And now we have two paths, okay? You have two paths in front of you. Are you going to choose the one less traveled? Or
are you gonna just stay in the status quo? Little boxes on the hillside.
And these two options are going to be really important later on in the blogcast. I want you to think about them. So pay attention. Option one. Okay, you have your whys and you look at them and, oh, this is exciting. It's everything I want. But then you get depressed and you get into this conventional theory of status quo. Okay, things aren't going to change. I have this job. What am I going to do? I can't make a change. It's not realistic.
People are going to say no.
Yeah. Or option two. You change right now.
In this moment. This moment.
You're going to go into work and you are going to say, F you, boss.
No. Not really. You still need food and shelter and toilet paper and your Costco membership for the toilet paper. What you really are going to do is you're going to decide now to break the status quo and join what we call the
super quo.
So what are you doing right now to achieve your whys? You know,
For us, we have started a really exciting network marketing business, and it is going to kick grass in the ass.
Kick grass in the ass.
There's a new drug on the streets, people. And it's our business.
There you go.
We're going to work so hard, our teeth are going to sweat.
And it is going to pay off. It will pay off.
It will.
We will achieve this.
You need to know that. It's possible. And it starts with you. And you can do it. And you know what? We want to show you how. We want this this blog cast to be, you know, that inspiration.
Yeah, we want you on this journey with us.
We want to hear about your journeys. We want to know that you said, okay, this is it. I'm making a change. Why wouldn't I make a change? I'm not living the status quo anymore.
Yeah, we're going to get bumped and bruised and bleeding. We want you to see that. And we want you to know that you can overcome those fears, your ego, which we have plans to do some blogcasts on fear and ego. And so pay attention. We're here to help you along your path and your way. And please comment and let us know your doubts, how you're feeling. This world is about relationships, like I said. It's about networking. It's about building a business and taking control of your life. So take it back, because it's been taken from you.
Take it all back.
You have the power to change. Nothing is stopping you. You have the power.
That's what Chris and I really want to get across in these podcasts, is that you can change your life. There are so many people that might say negative things and deter you and then beat you down, but you have got to know that you can do it.
And this will earn as much as you want it to earn. A 5, a 6, even a 7 income.
Figure, yeah. 7-figure salary.
$1 million. Okay. That's, I mean, I can feel impression. It. And as Sal mentioned before, it is palpable. We're gonna keep you updated day by day. We're gonna try to keep this up once a week, so you guys can tune into the blog and we can share successes real quick. We can teach you how to avoid any obstacles that we come across, so you don't make the same mistakes. And then also open it up for discussion.
So the super quo, you know, what this blogcast is all about is it's a life that is awake and consciously working toward a better life today, not tomorrow. Right now, we're going to start experiencing life. We're going to be excited. We're going to change our futures. It's not going to be what you thought before. We're changing our lives. Sometimes the status quo 9-to-5 makes us think that we are working towards a better future, but in reality, it is a weight tied around our necks and shackling us to building someone else's dreams, not even our own dreams.
And so we're going to leave you with the same way that we brought you in, and touch you in an untouched part of your heart with a question.
Are you going to live the life you are living now and all that entails for the next 40 years, the next 20 years, the next 10 years, the next year? How about the next 10 minutes?
Or are you going to join our revolution?
Join up and live the super quo.
You owe it to yourself, your family, and the world needs you. And you need to make the change that you want in the world. You know, really chew on that. And after you have a good, solid meal, leave us a comment on how, you know, this blogcast, what you're feeling, how you felt the podcast went. We want it to be as organic as possible.
Yeah, we want to know how you feel, what you think. You know, we want to interact with you. We want to start a community. Come join our tribe. Let's do this together. We can't do it on our own. We need each other. We've always needed a tribe.
And are you going to take option one, stay the same, be content, just not progress? Or are you going to take option two?
Option two will give you your dreams.
And we want to know why.
And we want to know your whys.
Little boxes on the hillside. Little boxes made of ticky-tacky. Little boxes on the hillside. Little boxes made
of ticky-tacky.
There's rough patches here and there. We're not Jack. There's a green one and maybe Robert.
Maybe Jack sounded like this in his first podcast. And the yellow one.
Roman Mars. Roman Mars is Christian. Was rough. I felt the same. Man, he's just awesome at it.
Yeah. So. You can all
I think we went too far again.
Good night. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, dear fellows.
Good night.
Adieu. Adieu.
Adieu. Adieu. Adieu.
Okay.
Adieu.